The topic of this month's Great Decisions meeting is India Changes Course. Joining us by phone from the Twin Cities is Mary McCormick, who will lead the Thursday, March 19th discussion. Welcome, Mary.
Morning.
Good morning. Tell us about your involvement in the Great Decisions discussion series and the connection that you have with Cook County.
Well, I've been a member of Minnesota International Center for many years, and a few years ago I decided to join one of the local chapters of Great Decisions, which is sponsored by MIC. So someone on the staff suggested I join the group that meets at the university because it has several retired Foreign Service people and, you know, professors, and it's quite an active group. So I joined with that group.
So you belong to the group down there in the cities as well?
Yes, and the organizer is Randy Cheswick, who also organizes the group in Grand Marais.
Okay. So have you been up here before for the Great Decisions Discussion Group?
Yes. 2 years ago in 2013, Randy asked me to, each of us works up one of the topics in the briefing book every year, and he invited me to pick a topic, so I picked Myanmar, Burma, and I have a particular interest in Asia Pacific, so I worked that one up, and he invited me to represent it in Grand Marais, so I did.
Wonderful. And next week's topic is India Changes Course.
Right.
What should we be thinking about that ahead of time for that?
Well, I think it's a pivotal time for India. They just, you know, completely threw out the Congress party in the elections last May, and Narendra Modi is the new prime minister. He's from the BJP, which is a nationalist party. So it's really quite a dramatic shift after many years of, you know, Congress party rule in India. They've completely taken a different tack. So it will be interesting to see what he can do at a national level. He was responsible for a lot of economic advancement in Gujarat, which was his state, where he was chief minister. So there's a lot of hope in India right now that he can transform the whole country like he did his state. And the jury's out.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's an exciting time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And how could someone prepare for the discussion?
Well, I think there have been a lot of articles lately in the New York Times, also in the magazine The Economist, that's a British magazine. You can go online and read a lot of articles. I would guess also on the BBC news service. I think reporting on India has generally increased a lot since that election, too, because there's a lot of interest in how this is going to play out.
Okay. How long have you been involved in Great Decisions? You said 2 years ago you did a discussion up here. How long has this been part of your life?
Only about 3 years, I think. I didn't have time to do it before, so.
Okay. And what do you enjoy about the meetings?
Well, there's always a stimulating discussion after the presentation, and the people there come from really interesting backgrounds. They all have a lot to contribute to the discussion. Everybody's really interested in foreign policy, foreign affairs generally. So it's just a fun group of people everywhere. Apparently, there are about 60 Great Decisions groups in Minnesota, and we are the state with the most in the whole country.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's great. We've been speaking with Mary McCormick, who will lead the discussion at this month's Great Decisions meeting at the Cook County Community Center on Thursday, March 19th. The subject is India Changes Course. Copies of the briefing book are available for use at the Grand Marais Public Library. Mary, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I guess I would highly recommend that chapter in the briefing book if people have access to it, because it's written by Barbara Croizet, who is a former New York Times journalist who reported on Asia. I've been reading her columns for many years, and she also wrote the chapter on Myanmar or Burma, and she's just excellent. It's a very, very good summary.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.